Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting third. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Green. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, David Bell. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Shawn Dunston. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to second. Two outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Thome reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick misplays the ball. That's an error on Bordick. Thome moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Tomey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tomey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Hammonds. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hammonds steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Hammonds is out for the double play. Two outs. Charlie Green batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeman hits a line drive beyond third. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dunston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dunston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Berba covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vizquel moves to third. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tomey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Nerio Rodriguez now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fryman strikes out. 2 outs. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Giles moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hammonds moves to second. Charlie Green is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hammonds moves to third. two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hammond scores. It's 8-2, Indians. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Dunston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Justice strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thome is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thome hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Thome reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar strikes out. Green drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. 2 outs. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a line drive beyond first. Pomero can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Vizquel scores. Thome scores. It's 11-2, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giles moves to second. David Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Pomero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pomero is 0 for 2 in the game. Pomero hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sidney Ponson now pitching. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dunston strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ponson, and towards Bordick, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hammonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Indians. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Justice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Pat Borders pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Borders reaches second base with a double. Thome moves to third. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thome scores. Borders moves to third. Giles moves to second. It's 12-3, Indians. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borders scores. Giles scores. Fryman moves to third. It's 14-3, Indians. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dunston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Pat Borders now catching. Shawn Dunston now playing shortstop. Brian Giles now playing left field. Mark Whiten now play. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-4, Indians. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Tomey hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jason Rakers now pitching. Jeff Branson now playing third base. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Hammonds moves to second. Chris Hoyles pinch hits for Charlie Green. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 14-5, Indians. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Branson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.